Ethan. The text came on a late Tuesday afternoon, the familiar ding ringing loudly from across the room. My phone sits on the coffee table. I'm sitting in my recliner tapping away on my laptop as I answer an email from a client. When I finally send off the email, I get up and go to my phone, hitting the button to see who the text is from, and proceed to drop the phone on the floor. I'm so startled by the name flashing on my screen. Katie. What do you want to talk about? It's been a week since I sent that one text during a weak moment, when I was feeling particularly low and sad. I've taken care of myself my entire life. I don't remember my mom. Dad was rarely around and didn't care. I coped. I dealt with shit on my own, and I preferred it that way. Katie re-enters my life, and she's like a bright light I can't resist. Her warmth, her sweetness. The way she made me feel like a goddamn hero every time she so much as looked at me. I've never experienced anything like it. I began to crave her, need her, and once I lost her. I've never been so utterly alone, felt so incredibly lonely as I do now that she's left me. You're willing to talk to me? I hit send and wait anxiously for her reply. Within seconds, I get it. Yes. Running my hand through my hair, I realize I'm sweating. Shit. How are we going to do this? Like two civil adults who can barely speak to each other. Will she want to meet me in public? If it's somewhere private, at her place or mine, forget it, I'm done for. I won't be able to keep my hands off her. Do you want to meet me somewhere? It's best to be in public, I tell myself. That way, I won't do something stupid and risk freaking her out, causing her to leave. How about the coffee shop you first took me to? Her suggestion is perfect. It had become our meeting place, close to the amusement park, which is closed for the season, near the ocean, in a public place where I have to be on my best behavior. My fingers literally itch to touch her, and I clench them into fists before I straighten them out and type an answer. That sounds good. Tomorrow at 3, or is that too soon? I smile at her response. Is that too soon? It's never too soon to see Katie.